Hey, this is Morgan Goat BB here, foot of Tans Pass. We just saw Alpine Ibex sprint past, and we got his crew here just before they run off and give him some more support. How's he feeling?
Pretty good. He had a little mishap. He crashed a little bit a few miles ago, but he's okay. Everything's fine. But he's feeling pretty good. Feeling good.
I seem to remember this time last year he was in a similar position up front. Is he super paranoid now? Or?
No, I think he's just going his own pace. He's kind of settled into his own pace, and we'll see how things progress when the race starts here at the top of the hill.
Nice. And what's he eating? I think I talked to him yesterday. He said Hammer products the whole way.
Hammer products the whole time, pretty much. Yep. Yep.
And is he ahead of his time now than he, compared to last year?
I would say last year we started an hour earlier also, so we got to Stovepipe Wells at like 6 o'clock, almost right at, so we'll see. We'll see where we're at. It's hard to say exactly, but yeah.
Awesome. Great. Thanks. Okay. Hot on the heels of Alpine Ibex, Werewolves here, and we've got Werewolves' team. Seems somewhat unexpected that he's doing so well. Is this expected? Did I miss this?
No, actually, it's not unexpected. We didn't necessarily think we would be pushing this far out in front, but he's running a steady pace and he's feeling good. But he's not chasing. He's just running his own game.
Sure. I mean, when I spoke to him yesterday, he was aiming to set the recumbent record, and it seems that he's on track for that. Is everyone confident of that now?
Well, at this point, it's looking very good for that, and you know what this race can be like, and anything can happen. But he's definitely on track for that, and so we're happy with it.
Sure, and no problems so far?
Actually, it's gone surprisingly smooth, and that worries me a little bit. But we'll find something.
And can you say something about the two bikes he's running? He's got two of these recumbents, both of them all shielded up. Can you say something about that?
Well, yeah, actually the Lightning is a bike that he rode last year, and that's his most aerodynamic bike, and he cruises really fast on it. It's just amazing to be with him when he's doing that. The Barcroft that he's riding right now to climb Towns Pass is just going to give him a little bit more advantage for the climbing, but he'll spend most of the time on the Lightning.
And what sort of speed is he going to be getting on the uphill, and what sort of speed is he going to be getting on the downhill here?
Uphill, the worst of it, he's going to get like anybody and fall down to 4 miles an hour or something like that, maybe even three. It's hard to say. Downhill, man, that just depends on how much nerve he has. Basically, he'll be riding the brakes all the ways down.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, seems like you guys are having a lot of fun, and best of luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, this is Morgan Goat BB standing at the foot of Towns Pass. It's 5:47 p.m. We've got Team Crow here. Who are you guys?
Hello, we are Team Crow. So we are two French and another guy, an American, an Equatorian guy, and we are supporting Sean from Long Beach. Yes, and he will kick the ass of everybody. Yeah, that's it.
So your rider is from Long Beach. You guys are from Europe. How does that work?
We all work together in the company. We are all co-worker at Irvine, California, and we are here to accompany our friend Sean, and I'm sure he's gonna win.
Yeah. So he lives in Long Beach, but he is French.
No, he's American.
But we are working with him. Okay, I leave you, but because I need to support him.
Okay. And one last question. So compared to France, how is the scenery? Do you like it? Give me your insights.
Wow. Here everything is so big. Big roads, always straight. And yeah, it's huge. The mountains, the desert. Yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
Nice race.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're standing here at the base of Towns Pass still, and we've got Eric Ostrich-Ossendorf here, previous 508 winner. I was going to ask him for some experienced insights into what we've seen here. We've had three people pass by, the first three separated by 20 minutes. Is that normal? Is that what we expect?
It seems to me the guys are here pretty early. I think normally in the past I've come through here like very close to 6 o'clock, so this is typically where I'd stop and put my lights on. But the fact our first Alpine Ibex came through at 5:12, and our third place guy, who was who was that?
Snow Leopard.
Snow Leopard just came through 20 minutes after at 5:32. So they're going to have a chance to make it up the hill without too much of their lights, which is great. And in between, actually in second place, we had Werewolf, who's in a fully fared-in recumbent. So it's phenomenal to me that we have someone in a recumbent this far up in the race. He really kind of put the hammer down and really made up some time, even before Trona. But someone said they're going downhill and clocked him at 60 miles an hour, which is pretty amazing. So conditions have been good. I think it's a little bit cooler today than a lot of 508s. A little bit of headwind today, but it's also been a tailwind a little bit, kind of approaching Panamint Valley here. So overall, I'd say it's a really good day. And the field, great, great, great field. A lot of people. I think, you know, last year's winner, Kenny Souza, started kind of in the back. I heard he didn't really get that much training in for this, but I think he's feeling better and accelerating. So it's going to be a really exciting night. Obviously, we're only at mile 200 out of 508. So they say the race doesn't even start till Baker at mile 380. So it's going to be an interesting night, and I'll be stopping at Shoshone to run time station 4. So I'll look for updates on the web to find out what happens after that. But I'm looking forward to seeing everyone come through time station 4. And thanks for the interview.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric.